بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Last week we spoke about the construction of Masjid al-Quba. One virtue of Masjid al-Quba and performing Salah therein. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salah performed in the Masjid of Quba earns one the reward of performing Umrah. Ulama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has stressed the importance of visiting Masjid al-Quba, saying that it is best for one to go on a Saturday with the intention of visiting the Masjid as well as performing Salah in it. Allah Ta'ala take us all to these beautiful places so that we can earn these great rewards. The discussion of Masajid and especially the three Harams, as we are now currently discussing, is due to our love for Deen, love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we explained last week, that the establishment of a masjid in an area is synonymous with establishing deen in the area, provided the functions of the masjid are performed correctly and completely. Now we will discuss the construction of Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his way to Madinah Munawwara. He had departed from Makkah Mukarrama, making hijrat with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And it wasn't an easy journey. They had to hide away because a search party was sent behind them, trackers were sent for them, and there was a bounty on their heads, 100 camels for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And there were many moments on this journey where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became concerned and worried for the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it wasn't an easy journey. And there were very beautiful experiences on the way. Never discussion is, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrive and come to the construction? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from Quba. It was a Friday. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara. It was the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal as well. En route, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the locality of the Banu Salim. And the time of Jumu'ah had set in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the khutbah and performed the Jumu'ah Salah in this locality of the Banu Salim. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went towards the area where his maternal family lived. Sahaba radiallahu anhum of the Ansar had such love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then began to seize the reins of his camel and they requested him to stay with them as their guest at their homes. You can imagine what love and how they were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the young children, the young, the old, how they had come out of their homes to welcome Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And naturally they were grabbing the reins. Come to me, I want to host you, I want the virtue and the benefit. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them to leave the reins of the camel and allow it to continue walking as it was being divinely guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and would stop at the place where Allah ta'ala commanded it to stop. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let loose the reins of the camel. When the camel finally stopped, it knelt down, and this was the place where the minbar of Masjidun Nabawi was later placed. That was the first thing. Thereafter the camel stood and walked to the door of the home of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, as this was where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay. And amazing also the incident, Qawm Tubba, the king Tubba, and the history behind this house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari. Very, very briefly, there was a king that had traveled, and this was many, many years before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time he had accepted the deen, and he had learnt that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to Madinah Munawwara. So he had actually written a letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expressing his humility and his love, that if you arrive, then I will be ready to serve you, despite being a king. Nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala had written that to take place many, many years later. But he had purchased some houses with this intention that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be hosted in these houses. And it turned out to be Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's house. And that letter also had been preserved. Nevertheless, the camel stood up again and returned to its original place upon which the masjid was built later on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired as to who this land belonged to, and he was informed it belonged to two orphans, Sahal and Suhail radiallahu anhuma, who would use it as a place to dry their deeds. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached them and made an offer for the land to build the masjid, they responded that instead of selling the land, they were prepared to give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisted on paying them for the land, and he thus instructed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to pay them the price, which was 10 dirhams. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully, like we explained in Quba, was part of the building of the masjid. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to get the complete reward. When they were making hijrat also, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu brought some camels, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted a share in those camels as well. So we find that when it comes to the works of deen, then how we can give our wealth for the works of deen, our energies, our time, how we can spend our wealth, our energies and our time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it requires the construction of a masjid, a madrasa, welfare work, or any form of deen work, teaching, learning, supporting the guests, etc. Nevertheless, there were trees growing on this land, and it contained some graves of the disbelievers. The trees were cut down, the bones from the graves were moved to another location. After the land was leveled, the foundation of the masjid was laid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam personally placed the first brick, and then he called Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to place the second brick. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was called to place the third brick, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was called to place the fourth brick, and thereafter the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum commenced placing the bricks. And there were many such occasions when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown the status of Sahaba like this. Many ahadith, and this is a very clear indication of the status. First Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, then Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, and thereafter the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum were called to place the bricks. And we said that this is the way of our akabirin and our elders when they lay the foundation and they are called and then start laying bricks. This is from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time the masjid was constructed from mud bricks. Its roof was made from date palm branches, and its pillars were made from the trunks of date palms. Maybe the structure was a very simple, and maybe perhaps it was a weak structure, but alhamdulillah, the musallis and the people that were coming there were the best people on the face of this earth after the Anbiya alayhimus salam. So there is a need for both efforts to take place, to establish and construct the marakis and the centers of deen and Islam, the masajid, and also the effort that we can build ourselves spiritually also to become those that are sincere worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and followers of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal and understand. Subhanallah.